Petersfield's Shine Radio.
So this is Jo Gray from Shine Radio, and I'm back at the wonderful Ditcham Park School, and we're outside by a running track, which is quite appropriate. So please tell me who you are.
My name's Louise Small. I'm a PE teacher at Ditcham Park, and I just recently won the 10,000 metres for the England champs.
That sounds seriously impressive. So somebody who's not a runner like myself, please explain how far that is, yeah, and how you've been training and what sort of contestants you run against.
So this track you're looking at here, I would have done 25 laps round. Not a grass track, an actual track. It was on the hottest day this year so far, so it was on that Friday. Oh. So it was a really warm day, and 10k running in the heat is not ideal. So I took it really steady, but I had a few really good girls in there and a good battle going on with the girl that eventually finished second. So it was a really good race.
Is it a bit like the marathon? Do you have sort of stations with water that you can grab on the way around?
Yeah, so fortunately, because they knew it was going to be a hot day, they had a table out ready with some water and some lovely ladies that were holding the cups out for us to take, because normally in a 10k you wouldn't need to take on water. It'd be fine if it was a day like today, which is quite cloudy, but because it was, you know, nearly 30 degrees heat, we definitely needed to take on some water.
Your training, do you do little and often, or do you do the occasional long run? How do you build up something like a 10k run?
So I've actually been running since I was about 14 or 15, and I'm an elite runner now. So as well as teaching, I also compete at quite a high level. So it is almost a full-time job as well. So I'm going running pretty much every day, sometimes twice a day. So I squeeze it in before work and then after work. And I would do one longer run a week. So on a Sunday, I'd go out for sort of like 14, 15 miles. That'd be my sort of longest run. And then during the week, I'm doing sessions that build up towards the 10K.
And you obviously enjoy it.
Oh my goodness, it's my passion. I just love it. And the reason I came to this school is I wanted to try and inspire as many people to be not just a runner, but just physically active. And I think it's really important that everyone finds that sport or that activity that they like and that they're passionate about.
Totally, because if you enjoy it, you're going to keep it
up. Exactly, 100%. If you love what you do, then you're going to keep pursuing it and persist when things get difficult, because it's not always, you know, glory and crossing the finish line in first. There are days when you don't run very well and it's quite disappointing. But if you love that sport, then you'll keep persevering with it and keep trying.
And do you find there's quite a close network with other runners at your level?
Yeah, so I've got friends that I made back when I was 15, 16 that I'm still competing with now. So it's a really nice close-knit community. And it's really nice when I go to races, because I meet up with them and see them. And I might not have seen them for months, but you feel like you've got that kind of connection and bond. There's something about running a race, pushing really hard. You just build this really strong connection with somebody.
I guess you're obviously out for the best for yourself, but competing against friends, you want the best for them too, but obviously you want to beat them.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a weird thing. It's like this on the track, you're rivals. You kind of, you're not friends anymore. You're competing against each other. But then as soon as the race is over, you hug each other, you know, you embrace, you have that kind of moment with your friend. And if they do really well, then you're kind of happy for them. Even if you've not had a great day, it's kind of nice to celebrate each other's successes.
And which track were you running at in London?
It was in Walthamstow.
Is it near the Olympic Park? Because that's
yes,
in East London.
It is, yeah. The race was very close to the Olympic Park, actually. So, it was quite inspiring being in that sort of area. So, as a result of that race, apparently I get my finishing photo up on a billboard near the North Circular. So, and I got a bit of prize money as well, so that all helps.
So, literally one of those massive posters.
Yeah, somewhere.
You'll have to go and drive past.
Yeah, I'll have to go up and trek into London, because obviously we're not near London here. But yeah, the organiser said he might take a photo of it and send it to me, so I'm not sure I'll get out to the North Circular in time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, I hope you're well.
Do you know what day it is, guys?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
We're back in the groove, aren't we, with Rise and Shine this week?
We are. Hit the ground running.
Rise and Shine.
We are doing Petersfield Parenting, about life as a family in Petersfield.
JC Creasy.
Yes, good morning, Alan, to you and to all your listeners.
Rise and Shine, my friends. Rise and Shine.
Petersfield people will know this story.
You can catch Rise and Shine every weekday morning.
Shine.
Every day has something happening.
Petersfield Shine Radio.